The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm nervous.
Why would you be nervous?
Because
you're not going to jail if you lose.
No, you know how like Jimmy Kimmel will do the man on the street things?
Yeah.
And they ask really basic questions, and people just look like absolute morons.
Right.
I feel like that's going to happen to me.
Nah.
I'm going to get nervous, and then I'm not going to know what the acronym is, and everyone's going to be mad. I'm just really feeling...
It'll be all right until it's not. All right. We have the acronym game. Matt Pajeski, tell us what we need to do.
Well, it's pretty simple. I'm going to name an acronym,
okay,
and you just have to decipher it. So these could be government agencies, TV networks, companies, household items, or kind of all over the place.
Oh, wow.
So can we...
Wow. I'm so nervous.
We have to be exact with it. Can
yes.
we be kind of in the ballpark?
No.
We'll see, but I'm going to say no for now.
All right.
Kind of in the ballpark.
We're going to take turns. We'll go one at a time. If you get it wrong, the other person can steal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron, I'm going to start with you.
Nice.
Ready for your first acronym?
Yeah, of course I'm ready.
What does NASA stand for?
National Aeronautical and Space Administration. Yeah.
I'll give it to you. It's aeronautics.
Aeronautics. That's right. Aeronautics. Okay.
I thought we had to be exact.
That one's close enough.
Aeronautical?
Aeronautic. That's what I think I meant to say aeronautics.
Okay, buddy.
Did you know what it was?
Yes.
You know aeronautics?
Yes.
Liar.
Because they don't put adjectives. It's not an aeronautical
so do
space.
Okay, think of it this way.
It's all nouns.
On Jeopardy, would they give it to you?
No, they absolutely not. Would not.
So
but this isn't Jeopardy, so thank goodness.
I think it's
so
a no.
I'm going to let him have one, and but this is now a precedent for the future. You better be pretty
So Amy that. Gets one, too, where she could be kind of close.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
People. Sure.
Just to even it out, because she's going to need the help. All right, go ahead.
Amy, you're up next.
I'm going to need all the help I can get. I'm nervous.
Amy, I need to get money out of an ATM. What am I
automatic, automatic teller machine.
That's her one.
That's your one.
That's your one. It's automated teller
automated.
Machine. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Okay.
So now you've got to be exact.
Even. Now you've got to be exact. That was our warm-up round.
You guys are tied.
Okay.
Ron, can you tell me what NASCAR stands for?
Ooh.
It's the last one.
Five
roads?
More letters.
I know the first part's national.
Did you say roads?
National automotive.
I would like
sports.
To steal.
Amy, you can steal.
North American Stock Car Auto Racing.
You're pretty close. It is the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Why did I think it was North American?
I don't know where that came from.
That's stupid.
I don't know.
They don't do it in Canada.
We're still in North America.
Oh, wow. I'm such an idiot.
All right. Amy, you'll start off the next one.
Okay.
What does the CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Okay.
Man, I'm so sad about NASCAR.
There were six letters in that one, so that one's kind of tough.
Why don't you pick an easy one next time?
You know why they say NASCAR? Because every time a car drives by, they go, NASCAR.
That's... I hate that. James is over there laughing at it. I'm so mad at James.
Ron, you asked for an easy one. This
yep.
one's very relatable to you. What does AARP stand for?
American Association of Retired People.
It's so close that I want to give it to you, and I feel bad even telling you no. Amy, could you steal? And you're going to hate me when I tell you the actual answer.
The Association of American...
Ron, you said the American Association of Retired People. It is Retired Persons.
Oh!
Sorry.
That feels like a... Okay, whatever. I didn't get it right. I'm sorry. Retired. Why would you use persons?
I don't know.
That's their fault. That's stupid.
Amy, you're up 2-1.
Stupid.
Okay. Amy, you're up next. Yeah. Can you tell me what NAFTA stands for?
Yes. Oh, North American Free Trade Agreement.
Giving her all easy ones.
3-1, Amy.
What's ATM? Come on.
She barely got
it. 3-1.
Yeah,
she is winning, yeah.
Ranj, I think this is after your time. This is when I was in school. I went through the DARE program.
Yeah.
What does DARE stand for?
No, I went through it too.
Okay.
Well, I know you dare to keep a kid off drugs. It's, department. No, wait, no, it's not. Drugs, alcohol,
You don't know, Amy?
Wait, let me think. I gotta guess.
I don't know. Drugs.
Drugs. Here. You know what's weird is I remember the little letters under
this. I remember the periods, too.
And the lion. Darren the lion. Remember him?
Drugs.
No.
Wait, drug. Drug avoidance.
No.
And, wait, drug avoidance.
You guys.
Drug avoidance.
What the hell?
And, rehab education.
Rehab education? What?
What is it?
It is the drug abuse resistance education.
Oh.
Whatever.
I can't believe we couldn't think of drug abuse.
Drug? I thought it was drugs.
I like them teaching you that there is rehab, though, if you decide to go that route.
Drug avoidance.
Listen, kids, don't do drugs. But if you do, there are resources.
That's what we do.
I know.
It's like the condoms for drugs.
Don't do drugs, but, you know.
Ugh.
Amy, you're up next.
Okay.
With NATO. N-A-T-O.
Oh my gosh. I can't even think of one because I'm totally mind blanking so bad. Take it.
North Atlantic
Thank
Treaty
you.
Organization.
I could not think of Atlantic.
Ron steals one.
There we go. It's about time. Ugh. I'm back in the game,
when
baby.
When I say I couldn't have told you my first name in that moment. I everything stopped. This is why I was nervous. You put me on the spot.
Well,
I lose everything.
You're still one ahead of me, 3-2.
Ron, you start off with our next one. I felt like this one was tricky. It should have been easy, but it tripped me up. UPS.
United Parcel Service.
What did you think? Did you think postage?
I thought postal.
Yeah.
Let's go.
The USPS.
That's right.
I deserve to lose now.
Ron is tied.
We're tied
with Amy now.
I know,
you're
but
tied.
I deserve to lose.
Amy, you're up next.
Okay.
The TV network A&E.
Arts and entertainment.
All right.
That was easy.
You're back.
NATO was easy, Ron. NATO.
But you missed it.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. There's no excuse. There's no coming back from this.
There's no reason that I should have stolen that from you.
Right.
You should be embarrassed I stole that from you.
I couldn't. I like one word, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And once I was conscious that my brain was farting, there was no recovery. It was, I was
watching
singing.
It happen too. I'm like, this doofus doesn't know.
Did you see my face?
I was like,
it's not that you don't know. It's like, you can't think of it to save your life.
Yeah, I was just.
We've talked about it.
I was salivating watching you struggle.
I know you were.
Ron, you're a sports guy. You're up next. Hoping this is an easy one for you. ESPN.
Hold on. I worked for an ESPN. It's, you know what's in my head? How people make fun of ESPN because all they do is focus on Boston and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Eastern Seaboard Network in the mocking. That's what's in my head. So it's entertainment, sports, entertainment. Damn it, I don't remember.
Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Damn it.
Amy.
All right.
Way to go.
Nothing matters anymore. I worked for an
ESPN, and I didn't know it,
and that's why you're here.
I like
that's
Eastern right. Seaboard. Eastern Seaboard Programming Network.
Ronj, you were a sports guy. You couldn't get that one. I know Amy is a shopping person.
Mm.
Can you tell me what QVC stands for?
Me?
Yes. The shopping channel QVC. I did not know this one.
QVC?
Sorry.
Quick Vision Company.
That's it? No. Quick Vision Company.
Ron, can you steal QVC? I don't think anybody.
I feel like it's.
What is it?
I feel like it's like. Is it like quality? Is quality the first quality?
No.
Yes, it is.
Quality. Quality. Quality Victory Company. I have no idea what the V is.
Quality, value, convenience.
Damn it.
Oh, wow. It actually, that makes more sense than the Quick Vision Company.
Quick Vision. Quality, value, convenience, right?
Quality, yeah.
I knew it wasn't like a, like, it was, you know what I mean? It wasn't, it was a string of words, not a, not a sentence.
Yeah. All right, we're running out of time. I'm going to get to a few more good ones here. Ronz, you're up next. If the ABS light in your car starts to light up, what is that? What does that stand for?
Automatic brake system? Braking system?
So darn close. Amy. ABS.
Damn it! I know what it is.
Oh, it's the first word's a scientific word.
No, not really.
No? Okay.
I also thought automatic or automated before I looked it up.
Anti-lock brake system?
Yes.
Wow. Damn it. I'm getting smoked. 6-3.
Dude, and I missed NATO.
You barely got ATM.
I don't even know. This is must be how Scott Jagel felt when the Bills lost. Anyway, okay, what's next?
Amy,
yeah,
can you tell me what computer RAM means? R-A-M.
Computer RAM?
Like your computer has 8 gigs of RAM.
I mean, how long is she? Raw automotive
machine.
Don't even finish.
I kind of wanted to hear the rest. Raw automotive machine?
Ronz, do you know what RAM stands for?
Yeah, random access memory.
Yeah, okay.
It's a computer thing. There's RAM and ROM.
I had a CD-ROM.
ROM is read-only memory, I think, right?
Random access memory. That's what I had. That's what I have. I know a lot, but I never know when I'm going to be able to.
Randomly knows it. Sometimes she can access it.
I've got two more for you.
I've never felt more connected to anything than random access memory. Yes.
Amy is up 6-4.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's a chance to tie here. Take it in overtime, Ronz. Ronz, you're up next with FIFA, the soccer league.
Federation of International Football. Federation International Football Association. Hell yeah. All right.
I would have given you bonus points if you said it in the accent. Federación Internacional de Football Association.
That's I wasn't going to do that.
That's pretty good.
I'm one behind. I can make a comeback. I can win.
You deserve it.
I could at least tie.
This is the last one for Amy, so if she gets it right, though, then...
Then she wins.
You're done.
Yeah. Okay.
Amy, tell me what AT&T stands for.
American Telephone and Telecommunications.
Ronz, AT&T.
I think it's American Telephone and Telegraph.
No!
Clutch. He ties it.
No!
What a comeback.
No!
Wait, there's got to be a tiebreaker. Is there a tiebreaker?
I've got extra questions.
Yeah,
all right, let's do it. Somebody's got to win here.
Okay.
I'm so dejected.
Ronz, you're up next.
Yeah.
IQ. You have a very low IQ, if I'm using a sentence. What does IQ stand for?
I feel like it's... You know what this is, don't you?
I think I do. I think.
Is it intelligence quotient?
Yep, that's what
I... Yeah.
Rats.
All right, match point, Amy. YMCA.
Young Men Christian Association.
Well,
oh boy. Getting down the wire.
So we tied.
No,
we got
more.
Another one?
I've got
right,
more.
Let's go.
We can't end in
Ronz,
a tie.
No. What is a GMO?
Genetically modified organism.
You guys are killing me.
You're getting it.
I'm running out of questions. Amy, for the tie. IBM is what?
I know it's business machines, and I don't know what the I is. Intelligent business machines.
Ronz, you can take it, but that's a win for you.
It's not I think it's, isn't it like Intuitive Business Machines or something like that? Is it international?
It's international.
Is it international? Why
yeah,
though?
I'm just gonna, I don't know.
Ron, you are our winner.
Nice I work. Won. Look at that.
Nice work.
8-7. Barely. We took it all the way down to the wire.
I had only two left, by the way.
What
DVD and CSI.
Crime Scene Investigation.
DVD.
That was a tough one. I did not know that one.
Digital video disc.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going to have FDIC because that's the one I'm only proud of knowing.
Federal
Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Yes. Well, we did it. I won.
You won on Natol.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.